train stations across Brisbane got a multi-million dollar funding boost in yesterday's state budget. This means better access for cars at stations like Darra, Launton, Salisbury, Virginia, and Geebung. But there are some concerns that allowing space for more cars will create congestion in surrounding suburban streets. Chris Cox, you think you might have a solution to this potential problem. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Kat.
What can you tell us?
Well, we think an obvious way to try and reduce local congestion is to get people to swap those short car trips for something different. So whether it's walking or catching a bus or, in our case, riding a bike.
Okay, so you are the co-convener of the Brisbane West Bicycle User Group.
Correct.
BW Bug. And you've actually got a petition before State Parliament at the moment. What can you tell us about that petition?
Sure. So currently across the Queensland Rail Network, there's about 23 bike cages, as they call them, or compounds. But one of the problems that there is at the moment is that they're not terribly accessible. To get access to it, you've got to pay a $50 deposit 24 hours in advance and to apply for a swipe card. And then you can get access to it. At some stations like Darra, you can't get a swipe card. They're full. They're booked out. But if you go past there on any particular given day, you'll see that there's maybe three or four bikes inside. So
someone's just got a holding reservation on these
cages. So what we're looking at with this petition is to say, well, let's smarten up a little bit, link that to GoCard like we have with CityCycle so that you can register your GoCard online as for bike parking, register it for a few stations, and you can swipe and use that as your access card. So then it'll increase utilisation and reduce the limitation with restricted cards.
Interesting. So this is park and ride for bicycles, effectively. Safe park and bike ride. Would you have a fee attached to the use of these cages, or like a park and ride at the moment, which is free in Brisbane, you just turn up and off you go?
No, it'll be totally free. So it'd be another advantage over what the current system is, where you do pay a deposit, which is refundable, but there's still cash out of your pocket initially. So this will be totally free. And there's similar schemes like this in Perth and Sydney at the moment.
And what sort of success are they having, or are they failing?
No, they're very successful. Their cages are well utilised. They're rolling out more because there's so much demand for it across their network.
And who's paying for it in Sydney and in Perth? Is that a council initiative or a state initiative?
It'll be a state initiative in Western Australia and New South Wales. Sorry, public transport's a state-funded initiative. So we'd be looking at the same kind of thing. So whether it's through the Transport and Main Roads or Translink, they'd be responsible for public transport parking for bikes.
Interesting. I wonder what you think of this idea, park and ride facilities for bicycles as well as cars at train stations. I mean, of course, you can kind of park your bicycle wherever you like-ish, but this is about secure bicycle parking facilities, so you know your bike's going to be there at the end of the day. Chris Cox is with you, the co-convener of the Brisbane West Bicycle User Group. So, Chris, you've got this petition before the state government. Have you got any signs at this early stage that the state or the council might take you up on this idea? I mean, there are already bicycle cages at train stations.
Correct, yes. So there's already some actions underway with the state government. Part of the Queensland Cycling Action Plan is a review of bike parking at train stations. So, and part of that is also about increasing or improving the accessibility to book and reserve those spots. So what we're doing, trying to seek with this initiative, is to say, hey, we've got some ideas. We'd like to put those on the table to be considered as part of that plan.
Okay, so how can we find out more about this petition and your idea?
Sure. Well, you can go to the Queensland Parliament website, the e-petitions area. Ours is there. Can't remember the exact number of it, but you'll see it. It's simplified bike parking integrated with GoCard. And you can go to our Facebook pages, and we've got some information about it there. And we'll be hopefully hitting the train stations over the next couple of months to try and get people face-to-face and talk about the idea as well.
Excellent. Chris, Lisa in Springwood's called in. Lisa, g'day. You've got a thought or two about these bicycle cages at train stations. What's going on?
Yeah, hi, nice to speak to you. Yeah, but I've had two of my children's bikes, quite expensive bikes, stolen from the Translink bus stations, which I know it's not the train, but, you know. So I'm waiting for them to bring in these bike cages or something like that, that my kids can lock their bikes up, and then I feel safe letting them ride their bikes to the bus station again.
This is for, you know, to and from school or out on the weekend, Lisa?
No, school, going to and from school. Okay. So I've had to kind of get back into the habit now. I have to drive through peak hour traffic to drop them to school, whereas if I was confident that they could just park their bikes and they'd still be there when they get back, you know, I could go back to letting them ride their bikes and catching the public transport.
Okay, Lisa, good point. Thank you for the call. Lisa, thank you, Lisa in Springwood there. So Chris Cox, I guess there is some obvious desire in that you've already achieved some signatures on your petition. You heard from Lisa just then. So we're talking about park and ride facilities at train stations linked to the go-card. Watch this space.
That's right. And we'd also say we'd probably look to extend that to the busway and Brisbane Metro as well. And Deputy Mayor Adrian Schrinner shows a bit of interest in that as well, because obviously the more people that are using public transport and leaving their car at home is better for the local congestion.
Okay. Interesting. Very interesting. Chris, thanks for your time. We'll keep in touch on this one. Let's watch and act
watch
on this
space.
Issue. All right. Chris Cox, co-convener of the Brisbane West Bicycle User Group. Hopefully coming up for you next from Russia.